Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have hit record. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Natribute. Welcome to Natribute. The mini episode coming at you hot, hot, hot on a Tuesday.
H-O-T.
H-O-T. And I would say H-A-W-T. Hot.
Hot.
Hot. Coming at you hot. I am your host, Jackie J. I am joined, as always, by Miss Caroline Moss.
Hello. Hello, Jackie J.
What an exciting week you and I have had together.
We really have.
Lots of adventures.
A lot of content.
Honey, we have content.
Content. Want to tell everyone what you're sipping?
I am sipping on Mountain Dew. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind, honey. We just filmed me trying it, and I don't want to give it away.
Don't give
it
away.
You have to go to the gram
you to get that content.
Were you surprised by my reaction?
Very.
Yes. That's all we're going to say.
And I think Mountain Dew is vegan, if you guys were worried.
Yes. I checked the ingredients. There was no bovine added
you
or
truly never know.
Pig
so
blood.
It is good to check.
Well, you know, Carmine, which is a common ingredient, it's in the Starbucks strawberries and cream, is made from beetles.
I'm not vegan, but like you won't even eat.
I wouldn't eat it anyway because, you know, I don't really eat processed foods.
Oh, wow.
I don't seek it out.
Yeah.
But if it happened to be in something I didn't notice, it wouldn't upset me. But I try to avoid it. Yeah.
I understand.
I don't want to eat crushed up beetle ass.
I had Aunt Mole in Oaxaca, Mexico once, and it was really wonderful.
I was just at a wedding last weekend with a cricket cake.
Oh, that's
interesting,
fun.
Yes.
That's a lot.
But it is an underutilized world protein source.
That's right. I would say as if you're a vegetarian, but a bug sort of sampling probably does you well.
I'm all about people being innovative. The world is overpopulated. Our resources are limited. If you want to eat crickets, I'm not going to stop you.
That's right.
So
I'm
everybody
not either,
do you.
Because I don't know where you live and what am I, I don't have a
exactly.
lot of time. I don't have a lot of time. I can't, I don't
we're
have time
busy.
To go stop.
You have a dog in heat.
I have a dog in heat.
You're
you guys,
busy.
Lottie's in a diaper. It's been a long week.
She tried to seduce me when I walked
really,
in the door.
She
I think,
trying
she,
to fuck
I think she thinks I'm like a male Irish wolfhound or something.
Don't we all, though?
That's true.
Don't we all?
What kind of dog do you think I would be if I was a dog?
One of those long, lanky
yes.
pinchers.
Okay, we love.
And I would be, I don't know. What are like the loud, waddly dogs?
That I would feel be like me. You would be a doodle.
You think I'd be
a labradoodle?
You think I'm a labradoodle
I think
at heart?
You are. I think you are like a cream or vanilla labradoodle.
Ooh, I think, oh, okay, I like mm-hmm. that.
But because you are a brunette,
yeah.
maybe you're an ombre poodle.
Oh,
like a poodle
like
with a deep root
yes.
and then a blonde.
Yes. And very LA of
yes.
me as well.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you would be one of the tall, fast
thank
gazelle
you.
Oh,
we
pinchers.
Love drinking my Mountain Dew yes. out of my bowl, lapping it up.
That your owner would just pour it in.
Oh, mm-hmm. we love to see it.
Well, I'm just happy it's your episode today and not
yes.
mine. I have nothing to bring.
Well, I was just going to basically recap some of our content. And then, of course, I have a few palettes to show you.
I can't wait.
The first thing I was going to show you or talk to you about is the matcha that I made you. Now, this is Natribute. Natribute is about beauty, but it's also about wellness, self-care. And matcha has become my hobby. And I have some breaking news for Caroline. Caroline came over. If you watched it on Instagram, I made her a matcha. It was horrible. I actually have a video of me drinking it, too, that I haven't posted yet.
I got to tell you, there were people in the comments being like, that actually looks really
no.
good. And I wanted to be like,
no. I think they were just being nice.
I think they were, but
it was.
No.
I'll tell everybody. I'll be honest. It was fucking disgusting. Not only did I not use the high quality matcha,
that's
which
right.
we'll get into, I tried to make oat milk and the oat milk was gummy. The oat milk was gooey.
It was like a little, yeah, it had like a little
like
bit of
pudding.
like a,
yeah, like an old man that needs to take a sip of water.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
that mouth of just like cream, a cream
yeah.
that's not good.
Yeah, it was the personification of the Poland Spring water bottle sitting next to you during a public speaking class.
Yes,
class.
And you don't
like,
reach
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, you don't
you
get
just
it.
Never get it. I have now perfected it.
It only took you a week?
I'm telling you. Well, so this is what happened. So You came over what? Monday.
I came over Monday. Yep.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I went to get my nails done, and I went to the Reformation sample sale in Beverly Hills.
I wish you would call. First of all, next time call me, because I'd like to go to a Reformation.
Okay.
Sample.
I was on a mission. It was one of those things where I had to do it solo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
definitely.
I couldn't risk somebody affecting
holding
the experience in any way. Spoiler alert, it was extremely lackluster.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
But while I was on that side of town in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, 90210.
I decided to go to Alfred. Do you know Alfred Coffee?
Yeah.
But first, coffee. So this Alfred motherfucker, I don't know who he is, but he started these coffee shops and they're everywhere and they're so successful. Alfred tea is on Melrose Place, and I love a $75 tea.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to get a matcha, and I'm going to watch those motherfuckers make it, and I'm going to do what they do.
Oh, a learning experience.
And so I watched, and she made hers with a whisk. Everybody uses the little matcha wooden whisk thing. She used the little electronic.
Like an electric foamer.
Yes,
thing.
The mm-hmm. electronic foamer thing.
Mm-hmm. So, which was recommended on a G Thanks episode. For foaming. And now I'm glad to know it has another purpose.
It certainly does.
Wow.
So I bought the expensive matcha, the ceremonial grade, which is so ridiculously expensive. It's $40 for 20 servings. And when I make it, it ends up being like 10. So I'm like, how did they say this was 20?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's expensive. You might as well just go buy one for $5 down the street. But
wowie.
Whatever.
Wowie zowie.
I put that. And then you can't let the water get above 175 degrees. I had to buy a little thermometer and I stick it in the teapot. I make sure I know. Because if you do it too much, it'll burn and the matcha will taste like a dirty swamp asshole.
I don't want that.
Nobody
I'm putting
wants
that.
That
out there.
Yes.
I don't want it.
No dirty swamp asshole matchas. So then you whisk it with that little frother.
Yep.
And you froth it up. And it blends every little tiny particle together. Because mine was coming out with little particles still on it.
Yep.
Nobody wants a chunky matcha.
Nobody.
So many things can go wrong. We have gummy milk.
Chunky.
We have chunky matcha.
We got little floaters.
We have floaters and we have swamp taste.
Yep.
None of those things.
That's all. That's basically
what I gave you.
No. You gave me gummy. You didn't give me. It tasted, you know, it was fine.
It was not good.
It was okay. You know, but it was very clear that there could have been improvements.
Yes.
And I'm happy to know that you spent time kind of deconstructing your process.
I studied. I observed.
Yes.
And I went home the next day and I made the best. So that's the secret, is whipping it up with a frother instead of sitting there with the little whisk and doing it all.
What's the consistency you are looking for?
You want it to be frothy.
You want it to be frothy.
Yes,
okay.
Because then all of the little particles have mixed together. They say you're supposed to sit there with that whisk until you get a froth on top. I know. How long does that take? Who's got the time? Not me. You have a dog in heat.
I have a
Mountain Dew to drink. We're busy.
Well, that's where, you know, is it like a Bluetooth electric whisker? Do you plug it in or
no.
is it just like
battery powered?
Oh,
you hit the button.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Double or triple A. Gotta know.
I think double.
Ugh. Yeah. And they're everywhere.
Anyone will do.
Sure.
But if you want to perfect the matcha, you have to get one of these frothies.
Okay.
And they're not expensive. How much was the one you recommended?
Like
and that did it. That,
that
did it.
That does not surprise me at all, because think about baking.
Yes.
Think about why you need a KitchenAid.
Exactly.
You know, because there's so much to mix
there's
together.
There's so much.
There's so much.
And there's undermixing, overmixing. It's all
just too
chemistry.
Much mixing, too little mixing. Right. It's science.
It's science.
And I almost failed science in high school.
It wasn't my strong suit.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, biology was not for me. My teacher was super hot, though.
Oh, what was, can you say their name?
His name was, I'm going to just say it. His name is Mr. Case.
Okay, if you're listening.
And I did look him up on Facebook a few years ago.
Oh, really?
And he's still married.
Still? Was he married when he was your teacher? Oh, how old was he?
He was young.
Oh.
He was kind of like a Ross Geller type, you know?
Were you a Ross fan?
Well, I was, but now rewatching it, he's toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the time, if I had to pick out of the three, he would have been my guy.
Teacher.
He would have been my guy at the time.
All right.
Just the height and the sensitivity and the intelligence.
He's like an actual misogynist if you rewatch
No. He's a nightmare.
Oh, okay.
Ben and I are rewatching Friends right now.
Oh,
he's never watched it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're on season 3 right now.
Oh, that's fun.
It's so exciting, and we keep telling people, and then they'll make a joke. They'll be like, we were on a break. Pivot. And he just stares. I'm like, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really exciting for me.
Well, Pivot was very early on.
It hasn't happened yet.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in season 3 right now.
Oh, okay. It all right. Well, I wish that you guys invited me to watch it with you. I understand sometimes married couples want to do things,
you know,
by themselves.
Yeah, we have our own thing going
on. But that is really, what does he think so far? Who
he
is he
loves
into?
It. He loves it.
Who is he into?
He thinks Chandler is the funniest thing he's ever seen. Which he is.
Do you say, Ben, could you be any more?
Could you
laughing
be any
at
more
Chandler?
In love with Chandler? He's just like, they're incredible. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. It was the biggest show in
it
the
was,
world.
Yeah, hello.
You nut.
You idiot.
I'm telling you,
Ben.
He missed it. They were a Seinfeld house.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah,
could
we
be
were,
both.
We were friends. You could be both. We were a friend's house as well. I rewatched or watched Seinfeld for the first time in my late 20s. Loved it.
Yes, it's incredible.
Really good television.
Anyway, this isn't Natch Friends.
Yeah, this isn't Natch Friends, you guys. It's Natch.
Yes.
It's Natcha. Matcha. Natcha.
Match Butte.
Match Butte.
The last tip to the matcha is, you know what? You don't have to make your own milk. That was ambitious. I used almond milk from the store.
I could have told you that. Yeah, guys, you don't have to. It's not Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, yeah.
Go get your own milk.
I'm still going to experiment. I'm still willing to try it. I think it would be a fun, cute little hobby of mine, but it has not worked out yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, if I make one for somebody at home, I'm now going to buy professional milk.
Professional milk.
Yes, that's the tip.
I get it. I really get that. Okay.
Caroline, you hated the mushroom jerky. Absolutely hated it.
I did not like it. Yeah. I will say it was not the
flavor. It was the texture.
It was the texture. Yeah. I'm not a mushroom gal.
Yeah.
Dan's in the next room. He'll tell you. I don't love a mushroom. No, there's just some things you're like, the texture really just doesn't do it for you. And the
mine is cum.
see, for me, I love that. That's my fave. I'm always looking for cum texture in everything I eat. Make it more cummy.
You know what was kind of cummy? The matcha.
It was.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's why I didn't have a severe
the slime.
Reaction. I was like,
oh.
I know it. Ew,
oh.
Ew, the slime.
Oh, God.
Mine is cum.
Oh, God, no.
No, the jerky, it's the chomp of a mushroom.
The mushroom chomp, yeah.
But also, I'm not a vegetarian and I'm not a vegan, so I'm okay with regular jerky.
Yeah.
Even though jerky is, I always say, they've never really been able to successfully market jerky to women.
Uh-huh.
It's always like man snack.
Yes, yes.
So I always feel like very man snack when I'm eating it, but I do
like it.
Because
it's like you use your teeth
like
a caveman, just like bent over.
But it's like, the first time I had jerky, I was like, oh, wait, no, I like this
because
I like a dried meat.
Well, we would, when I was little, my mom is a major carnivore, and we would always for Christmas buy her like a bunch of fun jerkies. Like we'd go to the truck stop and get like all the different flavors. And so I grew up just chomping it all the time.
When did you change over to veganism?
When I was 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been like a while for
you. Yeah, 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I should say, asterisk. I was vegetarian for a couple of those years, and there have been a few sushi breakdowns.
Okay.
Throughout the years.
For all of us.
Yes. I was high at a wedding and said, fuck it, I'll have a piece of cake. Like, it hasn't been a full-blown, I denounced all egg, cheese, and dairy, whatever.
You're very good about it, though. I helped Jackie unpack her groceries last week when I was at her house, and I was like, wow, this is very, fruit and vegetable.
Yes, I do my best.
You know, the 12-pack of Mountain Dew somehow didn't make it into Jackie's.
Next time.
They don't have it at Sprouts.
But yeah, they might, but they probably have the Sprout brand.
They probably, right, Sprouts. Do.
It's probably called Alpine Spring.
Alpine Spring, juice. Yeah, I did not love the mushroom jerky, but I thought the flavoring was nice, and I think that flavoring on a beef jerky, I think
it would be great. Yeah,
but you're right. It is stunk.
It was a stink central. I was kind of happy that you hate it because I ate the whole bag.
Yeah.
I ate the whole bag right after you left.
Oh, good.
And I loved
I'm happy
every
for you.
Second of it.
And you gave me a makeover.
So the makeover. The makeover happened. If you didn't see it, you need to go
to the G Thanks Pod
Instagram.
Reels. There's two parts. The first part, we're starting off strong.
We are.
We're starting off strong. Also, just like the blush and the foundation, just a really nice.
Yes.
And then Jackie just gets a little too trigger happy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I couldn't help it.
You couldn't. And we had a lot of colors.
We did. So I will say this, and I've said it before. Doing your own makeup versus doing someone else's is a completely different skill. I feel I have mastered my own face.
Yes.
I can do all kinds of things to my face, but I had no clue. I did your foundation. I used your Il Makiage, which
you
like, and I did a pretty thick coat.
Yeah, you did a nice job.
And then I started playing with the paints.
Yeah, so these are the color fixes.
And they're beautiful.
They're amazing.
And some are matte, some are creamy, some are a little
glittery,
more of a gloss.
Yep.
And they're for all over.
Yeah.
And they're really fun. If you like to paint and if you like to really when you do your makeup sort of experiment with the artistry of
it. Yes, it's a great
place to go. I highly recommend these, and it's a woman of color owned brand.
Yep.
Caroline brought me a lot of pinks and a couple purples.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then we're doing a pink and purple. What do I look like, an asshole?
No, right. We're doing it.
We're not going to do a neutral look.
We're not doing a neutral look. Also, I wanted to go a little crazy. If my looks, especially, you know, not my regular day noon, like that's just kind of sunscreen and like a little bit of tint. But if I'm going to someone's wedding, it's always a neutral look.
Yes.
So I wanted you to do something a little adventurous. Yeah. And I mean, let's be honest, you deliver.
Oh, yes.
You definitely
deliver.
You
don't put a hot pink eye cream in front of me and expect me not to grab it.
You did a great job. The lips.
Yeah, okay.
That's where you want to, okay. I want you to talk about, because it was your work.
Yes. So
I was just the
yes.
The canvas.
Yes. So the eye look started out semi-normal.
Yes.
But I did a deep purple and then a sort of a gradient to the hot pink.
And it was nice. And if you watch the reel,
you'll see it slowly start to get.
You'll see that build and you'll go, huh.
Yeah. But there were all these little glittery silvers and golds, and I started adding them in the inner eye, on the outer eye, below the eye.
There was like a big silver inner eye moment. Yeah,
and slowly Caroline started looking like she was an extra on Glow.
Yeah.
Like a wrestler woman from the 80s.
Who did her own makeup and didn't get cast.
Exactly. Like the one deep in the back that only does crosses in the back.
With her face turning away from the camera.
She only crosses with the back.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I had fun. And then the lip, let's just say the color was fabulous.
Oh, it really was.
It was basically your lip. I call it your lip, but better.
Yeah.
It was this beautiful mauvey pink. It was a matte. It was gorgeous.
Nice. It was really nice.
But I just realized very quickly that I don't know how to shape a lip.
And we all realized that.
Yeah. And one side of Caroline's, and I was like, I'm going to do a bigger lip. I'm going to go overboard.
Yeah.
One side I went way over, and one side I went over, but in a different direction.
Yeah, it was.
And it sort of looked like Harvey Dent, like a Two-Face Batman villain.
Yeah.
Like one side got splashed with acid.
Yes,
one
it's like
side,
when you do your eyeliner and you're like, oh, it's a little thicker on this side. I got to put
you
on
gotta
this.
Fix
and then
it.
All of a sudden you got
you
black
start overcorrecting
eyelids.
It. Yeah. That's what I was trying to
That's
do.
Right.
I was trying to even out. Then I tried to take it down a notch, and by doing that, I smeared it. And so it created, it looked like Caroline had a rough night.
It was amazing. I know that you're defending your work, but I just want you to know that, the funniest part, though, was when Jackie's husband comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Ben, Jackie gave me a makeover. And he did not know how to react. He didn't know if we were joking.
Yeah.
He didn't know if
he
we were serious.
He wanted to be sensitive to my artistry.
Right. And he didn't want to, like, burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Just, what if we were serious? And I was like, I look so good. I'm on my way to a wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
He just stood there.
Yeah.
In sort of blank silence. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's a good man.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do, so he did nothing.
And that's,
and I appreciated
we should all take that,
that
cue.
I thought it was so funny. I thought,
we got a good laugh.
We got
and how often
laugh.
Do you get to just
deep belly laugh? And I will say, everyone was like, you talked, because it was on high speed.
Yes.
And everyone's like, oh, you're talking the entire time.
Of course
I'm
we
like,
talk
yeah, we
all
talked
time.
The entire time. Have you met
Have
us?
You met us?
We never showed the fuck up.
And I will say, your eyebrows looked on point.
They were, and I've now introduced, not today, but last night,
yes,
two nights ago, I went out to dinner, and I did some Anastasia brow gel and floofed them up.
Yes.
And it was
Caroline, so
amazing.
Just so everybody knows, has gorgeous skin. There are literally no flaws.
Thank you.
She says she's pink. She has a tiny little flush of pink across her face, but it's even. Her mm-hmm. skin tone is even. She doesn't have any melasma or discoloration. Gorgeous angel skin.
Thank you.
And gorgeous eyebrows.
Thank you.
They have somehow withstood the test of time. She didn't overpluck them in middle school.
Well, I did in 2007, but then we haven't touched them since. So
they
back,
are incredible.
Back, baby.
And all I did to them, I didn't even have to add any pencil.
No.
I used Anastasia Brow Freeze, and That's I right. feathered them up, and she literally looked like Cara Delevingne.
Oh,
she
I really
was Cara Delevingne in person.
I went from glow extra back turned to the camera to Cara
Delevingne. But still deep in the back.
You gave me the confidence to now no longer do pencil on my eyebrows, because I'm like, I always was like, why am I doing this? I have so much
you don't
eyebrow,
need it.
But I don't need it.
No.
What I need is the floof.
And you have plenty of hair to floof.
And now I'm just floofing. And you're right, I do need, because when I was floofing it up, there were like long strands, so I have to do little trims.
I will say, I did say you look like a king penguin. Because
yes.
there were a couple long ones in there that really were cockatieling
very they were
exotic.
Peacocking. That's right.
So a little trim on
little
the
trim
top.
Never hurt anyone.
But you are blessed.
Thank you.
You are an angel.
I really appreciate that.
So we had a great time exploring each other's bodies and faces.
It was very your body, your whatever that book
was. It was lovely.
It was great. It was really great. It made me want to do more. It actually was just such a treat. You know what? Who? No one was doing makeovers with their friends during the pandemic.
No, nobody.
We're back.
As far as I know, nobody was.
And I hope you weren't. If you're out there going, no, I was doing it. I don't want to know about it because that wasn't allowed.
Don't tell us.
Don't tell us.
Maybe over Zoom, but that's about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just such a fun. It was fun also to have all of those eyeshadows. It made me want to get palettes just to play with them. It brought sort of the joy in makeup.
Well, that was
back
the point.
Again.
It has changed you because now you're going to start playing with your eyebrows.
Yeah.
And now you know the perfect lip color for you.
That's right.
And I'd say for the eye, that bright pink or that bright purple.
Absolutely.
You could do a little line across the top.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
There's plenty that I would do with the colors that I have. It's just you did every color.
Yeah, I did every color.
We showed every color together. We had some Tin Man moments with the silver.
I put a lot of glitter on your cheeks that ended up being way too dark.
That was really
It was
what
very
happened.
Like Ziggy Stardust-esque, but in a bad way.
But not like good.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And I also feel more confident about just eyeshadow in general now.
Yeah,
so you did me just a great
and you
great
taught
service.
Me that I need to take some makeup classes because it's extremely hard to outline another person's lips.
No, it is hard.
I mean, I didn't know.
Listen, makeup artists are like
geniuses,
a fucking beast.
No, they truly are. It's such artistry.
Like doing your
even a bad makeup artist
is still a good makeup artist. Yeah, we know that now for
we
sure.
We know that now.
We know that now for sure. That was great. That
it was
great.
So fun.
I
so
know.
Everybody go check the reel if you haven't seen
if
it.
If you haven't seen it. And also check out the Janessa. You can link them in the next thing. But we'll link you to the... And the thing about them is it's $18 for each color, but you do like a tiny little drop.
A tiny
drop. They last you a long
time. They last you a long time. And if you do happen to do makeup on other people, what I was doing was I was just putting a little bit on my hands.
Yes.
So you can keep it clean for use of all people.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, yeah. But you know what I did use, Caroline, was brushes.
You did use brushes.
And I have not discussed yet what happened when I washed my makeup brushes and the washing machine.
Because that was, and I hope everything turned out okay. Because that was my
you had told
suggestion,
me about it.
Because Essence Gant, who used to run beauty at BuzzFeed, did a TikTok about it. And I literally screamed when I saw it because, wow.
Yes. I will say, I got a few messages from honeys really pleading with me to not do it.
Okay.
Because apparently it can really fuck your brushes up, which makes perfect sense.
The brush part or the stick part?
I will say, I'll just start with what happened.
Tell me.
So I decided to just throw them all in. I didn't test a couple. I said, you know what?
I didn't suggest that.
Yeah,
part.
You did not. I put them. I did exactly what you said. I put all of them in a pillowcase and I tied the pillowcase closed.
Yep.
And then I didn't have any Castile soap. So I used dish soap or not dish soap, dish soap. I used detergent. And I put it on the gentle 15-minute cycle.
Yeah.
And I opened the bag up. And a couple of them were damaged.
Okay.
Because they were wood, like cheap. I had some like really cheapy ones.
Yes.
They were a little cracked. And I could tell that the tip had gotten a little loose.
Okay.
Because cheap makeup brushes are
just
basically
glued together.
They're just glued with a little piece of metal.
Metal.
So, but all of them, except for the foundation brushes, were completely clean.
Wow.
Like brand new clean. The foundation brushes, I think the detergent mixing with the foundation, it created sort of a waxy buildup oily situation. All of the foundation brushes needed to be cleaned.
Okay.
But the rest of them were spotless.
Really?
I would say if you were in a pinch, do this, but it's not something you could do all the time.
So you don't want to do your foundation brushes and you don't want to do anything that's wooden, but like any plastic ones can go
that
in.
That are kind of cheapy and you're in a pinch. Like you have a bunch of them to clean quick. I would say you could do this, but I wouldn't do this every week.
Right.
I don't know
and
if
you
the brushes
don't put
would
them
handle
in the,
it.
In the dryer.
You don't put them in the dryer. I laid mine, but they were really dry already.
Yeah, because they like
they spun. They spun out. Proceed with caution. If you wreck all your brushes, I don't want y'all calling me up. I'm telling you, maybe don't.
Just try one.
Try a couple.
Try one. You can put them in a pillowcase, or if you have a lingerie bag, like a delicates bag for your bras or whatever, you can use that.
And you have to put it on I'm talking
delicate
baby cycle. Yeah. Like you would give your infant a bath
in the delicate.
Again,
yes,
don't
in the baby
do
cycle.
That and call me.
We've only done that once.
Yes, it, you know, God.
God bless the
God
child.
God bless the child. Clean, very clean child. I would say if you're in a hurry or something, but don't do it every time.
Yeah, but it and actually does work.
It did work. It worked great, other than the foundation brushes.
Wow.
I had to wash all of those afterwards.
And how do you usually wash your foundation brushes?
I just use the Beauty Blender soap and hand do them. And, you know, they just, the river of foundation just keeps flowing, keeps
it
flowing.
It really
keeps
kind of
flowing.
Is sickening.
It is truly a lot.
It's just the, like, the bronze river of dreams, just
the bronze river of
the
dreams
sink.
Down the sink, and in my case spiders are going down with it. And anyone who listens to my Patreon knows I've been having some infestations. It is what it is.
Homeownership.
I'm learning a lot. I learned a lot. I'm excited for the honeys. I'm gonna do a reel. I have it filmed, so maybe I'll post it today so everybody
can
see.
I really
it.
Do
so now we're at the end where I'm going to show you a couple palettes that have come out. Palettes are out, they're coming out every day. I got tagged in this one a lot. The subject matter is extremely exciting. There is a Clueless palette by Hip Dot. I will say, I've seen Clueless collabs already.
You, like your secret code thing.
Here, you can click through it and see. I've seen Clueless stuff, so I guess they're just licensing it out again and again and again.
What about this is Clueless?
So,
is the pink thing supposed to be like her pen? Remember her fluffy pen?
Yes, so see how there's a Clueless front? It's a palette that has a hot pink fuzzy cover on it. And then the colors, it's called the 411 Pressed Pigment Palette.
That's fun.
And the colors are like totally paused, full on Monet.
Oh, okay.
The so Valley, like the, Homies. Appropriation.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, the Roland, I think Roland with the Homies would have been more.
But then they'd have to pay Coolio royalties, and they probably
and
didn't want to
do that. That's right.
This collection by Hip Dot has a lot of other pieces. It has the Clueless limited edition box, which comes with pins. One says I'm Audi, one says Way
Cute.
Harsh, one says As If.
Okay.
They have the eyeshadow palette, they have lip glosses, they have all kinds of stuff. So.
That's cute.
It's famously Hip Dot said they did not want to do a collab with me. I just want to remind everybody.
It's not that cute then.
And this is the list of all of Hip Dot's epic collabs that they've done.
Oh,
they've
done Peeps,
Reese's Pieces, Tapatio. They did Kesha. They did SpongeBob. It could Natch Butte could have been right there.
That's right. Kesha got one. SpongeBob got one before you.
Well,
that's fucked up.
They both have a slightly larger following. But anyway, that one is a new one. I'm gonna say it's a miss for me. I just bought a palette. I'm good for a year.
Yeah. But I like looking at it and saying, oh, but I'm not like, oh, I need it.
Yes.
It's the same with the Blockbuster. Like, fun, nostalgic.
And if you're a Clueless freak, then get it.
Then you got to get it.
Because you're going to get the pins and everything.
But I think it's probably, it's a miss for me, too.
Now, the next one that I found, ColourPop is just.
Just going nuts with the palette.
They must have a person or a team that all they do is sit
up
and
all night palette. Girl.
Palette making and reaching out and licensing brands and objects and things because they put one out every week. And this is the Sugar Spice and Everything Nice ColourPop Girl Powerpuff Girls. And now
I was hoping it would be Spice Girls, but I kind of like that.
Oh, I don't think they've done that
yet.
I
want a Spice Girl.
I would
buy
that.
If you're listening to ColourPop, I would buy a Spice Girls palette.
This is the Powerpuff Girls, which I do love the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, they're cool.
They have put out hair clips, glosses, a palette that does look really cute.
Little rouges and heart-shaped tins.
Yes, very cute. This palette.
The palette looks really cute.
It has the three colors of the Powerpuff Girls, so the pink, the blue, and the green.
Yeah.
And it has some neutrals.
It's
cute. It has
some like, bronzy neutrals. It's very cute. It's very true to the Powerpuff Girl brand. Like,
it feels very,
it's not just like, oh, we put Powerpuff Girl on.
We slapped it on
Powerpuff
a palette
Girl.
We already had in the bag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's cute. And I will say, when I was at 4th of July, I can't believe I didn't tell you this. When I took my photo of my ass that I posted on Instagram.
We love that. And we all remember that photo, don't we, folks?
I was with my friend Bree Esrig, who's been on Natch Butte. And she gave me her Lizzie McGuire ColourPop gloss.
No.
Because Edwin, my friend, who's also a makeup artist and who's just on Ashby, was like, the only way to make your lips look giant is to over-gloss them. Because we all overline, like when I try to do it on you.
We remember.
But he's saying over-gloss.
Huh.
Gloss over your Cupid bow.
Whoa.
And I was like, wow. So I didn't have any lip gloss. Brie let me borrow hers. It's a post-COVID world, but we were both vaxxed. And
right.
I put it on my hand first, you know, whatever. And I overglossed. And it was incredible lip
gloss. And
you got
some DSLs?
I did.
Wow.
And it was incredible lip gloss. She had already told me that the Lizzie McGuire ColourPop lip gloss was great. Because lip glosses can slide down your face.
Totally.
They can be too sticky. They can
get
be
your hair. Oh my God, when your hair, like, oh,
yes.
Yeah, like a hair moment.
It's a mess.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. And they do have,
wow,
they have Bubbles, Buttercup, and Blossom here.
There you go.
For the Powerpuff Girls. So if you're looking
I
for a gloss.
I want to try to overgloss my lips.
I do too.
That's a really good tip. I could fuck with that for a little
and
bit.
And I never realized that.
No.
It makes perfect sense because you can overdraw your lines, but no, if you go over with the gloss, it creates sort of a fake Cupid bow.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. Just kind of like the light illuminating,
yes,
off the like reflection. Okay.
Yes!
I mean, we are only 6 short years out from when everyone was doing the shot glass sucking.
That's right.
I mean, anything really that feels safe.
Yes.
I think that's
a good tip.
A good tip, yeah.
I will say, I didn't miss lip gloss.
No.
It is sticky and messy.
No.
It gets all over everything.
It's lipstick's little sister.
It's lipstick's
just,
little sister.
Just go all
it's
in.
The skipper. It's the
it's
skipper.
It's the skipper of makeup.
Makeup.
Yeah, lip mm-hmm. gloss is the skipper of makeup. I you know, it's lipstick, lip balm, or nothing. Gloss I haven't bought in like a million years,
right?
Now I guess maybe,
well, because it's back again. During
the
matte era, I was loving that.
Yeah,
I love the matte era, but I am embracing the gloss. It does give you a juicy look, and who doesn't love a little juice?
We're all looking for juicy.
We're looking for juice.
I
ask Lizzo.
Like, juicy.
It
yeah.
ain't my fault that I'm out here looking loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Blame it on the juice,
blame it on
honey.
The juice.
It's
and that's
right
what
there.
Lizzo says, and we agree.
We all agree.
We all agree. Now, do you want a clear gloss, or is it,
I
does
think
it
I,
matter?
I think I want a clear.
Okay, that's kind of what I'm
they
thinking.
They make them now with a lot of pigment in them.
Yeah, but that's,
but
then
I think,
just get lipstick.
That's what I'm saying. Do the lip color you like,
right,
and
then
gloss
it
over with
the
clear.
With the clear. That's genius.
Come on.
That's genius.
It's easy for everybody.
You guys,
win,
she
win.
Really is. She figured out matcha, and she figured out lip makeup.
I'm telling you, I did it.
You really did it. It's been a big fucking week for you.
What a mini ep.
Seriously.
We've covered it all.
We have covered it all. And are you thirsty? Because
it's right here.
I don't want your mouth getting gummy.
Well, I'll tell you this. My parents are in town. And I was just telling Caroline, I love them, but it is a lot to have visitors. I'm about to chug the rest of this Mountain Dew, go home, and hang out with my parents.
And they're leaving. Well, by the time you're listening to this,
they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And if Jackie has posted this episode, it means she survived.
That's true.
But if there is no mini, she hasn't.
If there's no mini, that would mean you aren't hearing this. But just in case you are, yes, I somehow did not survive my parents visiting me. R.I.P.
And also, how did you get this audio?
What if this was the last piece of audio
oh
left?
Oh my God, it's like your
it's
last
my legacy.
Tweet. Yeah. That's a pretty good legacy.
Oh yeah, I'd be fine with it. We
yeah,
killed
yeah,
this.
Yeah. We killed it. We
Jackie
killed it.
Left behind the perfect matcha and the way to get your lips to look juicy. I'd be fine with that.
And we'll always remember her as someone who doesn't love the consistency of cum.
I don't think I said that.
Well, yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Caroline, thank you for being here.
As always.
You will be on your own feed next week with me.
Yeah, and we'll be back. And I love when people reach out and they say, we love the mini.
It brings
me
so much
happy.
Joy. And if you don't love them, thank you for not telling
yeah,
me.
Don't tell us.
Why yuck our yum?
Don't
we have clearly found each other. Be happy for
yeah,
us.
Be
you know
happy.
How hard it is to find somebody you and, get along with?
And we hope you find that happiness.
Yes.
Don't yuck our yum.
Don't yuck
we'll
our yum.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week. Don't yuck our yum. Don't yuck our cum.
Disgusting.
Gross.
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.